This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by Ibis Melbourne Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio and book today. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and we are crossing over waters to Singapore right now, as we do pretty much every second day, to speak to Fionn. How are you going, Fionn?
Hi, I'm going good. How are you?
I assume at this very moment you are in Singapore.
Yes, I am.
Well, what a lucky place to be. Can I ask you firstly a little bit about your name, because we're curious. It sounds like it's got a bit of a Welsh sound to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. My dad's Welsh, and I was born in Wales, so that's where that name came from.
Well, then that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it, for those that don't know what it means, Can you explain the meaning behind it?
It's actually just the Welsh translation of a flower called foxglove.
Right, there you go. See, one of our team members, Cassandra, was right on the ball with that one and said, you have to ask her if her name means foxglove. And I said, well, there you go.
Cool.
Game, set, and match. So, Fionn, you started out on YouTube as a cover artist.
Yeah, that's correct.
So your cover of Amy Winehouse's Valerie is just amazing. Is that how you were discovered, by that particular track?
Not really. I think that was more of a collaboration track, but I used to do covers just on my YouTube channel, but I took everything down about 2 years ago.
All right.
I started doing originals. So that was kind of where I started. But I find that making original music is a little bit more fun for me.
Right. Right. Fantastic. So what was the main reason for taking it down? Because you're now represented by a label and you had to take it down, or you'd sort of wanted to move on from that period in your life? Well, what was the main reason?
I think it was more of just like a personal thing. Like, looking back, it always made me cringe at, those mistakes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll just like release it to the world again, but for now it's just like a little secret.
Do you miss the cover side of things, or?
I do, but I do covers once in a while on Instagram, but it's not like a must do kind of thing for me anymore.
I believe it was earlier this year you released your ballad Rumours. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
With the best last line of a song ever. Do you want to share what that's about?
My producer, we were just talking, and because he'd known me since I was 15, so he kind of knew like what kind of relationships I was in.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, you're still really angry and hung up about this guy. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, I am. He's like, you have to write a song about it. I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, yeah, you do. So kind of spent the next few hours trying to craft this song. He's like, well, what are you trying to say to him? You know, like, if he was here right now, what would you say to him? And like, that's how that, you know.
Sometimes there's only one way to say it, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Just like straight and upfront.
I love to ask the question if it's easier to write a love song, or if it's a easier thing to write a song where love hasn't gone right. What do you think?
I think like when it hasn't gone right, that's definitely easier.
Yeah. Do you have to act fast to be in that moment and just have that anger like brewing up inside you so you can come up with a great concept?
I think waiting like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Perfect amount of time. But like for I Miss You, I waited like 2 years to write that song, and it was still very fresh for me. I think it just really depends on what kind of hurt you got yourself into.
Well, tell us about that song and what's the meaning behind that one?
I Miss You was about a long distance relationship, and Over is kind of like the prelude to that song. So I was in a relationship with this guy, and we tried twice but failed both times, and I Miss You was 1 year after we kind of called it quits and we had a talk. I was still really hung up about him, so that was the first song we wrote from the EP, and kind of how it went. It was very different, and like we couldn't compare it to any other artist. Like, we showed it to some of our classmates, and they're like, oh, it kind of sounds like Lorde, but not really. So yeah, it was a really interesting experience.
How do you feel when people compare your music to other artists? I mean, it's a natural thing for us to try and process what a person's doing with their music and their sound, and I think we instantly go to that place to try and figure out what this person's all about. Does that bother you sometimes? Because you're trying to do your own thing, you might not necessarily be looking to particular artists for motivation and just wanting to do your own thing. I could imagine that's quite bothersome sometimes.
I think it helps me, like helps me out sometimes, just to kind of find my place in the music industry in a way.
Right, yeah.
I've got like Banks before, which I found really weird. Like, I'd never thought about it that way. Like I said, Lorde. I used to get Adele a lot because I used to cover her songs a lot. And
rightfully so.
I do like it. It's like a compliment.
Do you feel that the songwriting component of your music really gives you a sense of empowerment after, like, not just going through that particular breakup, but in different situations in your life? Because, you know, so much happens to us from a day, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and we go home, we might be stressed and trying to figure it all out. You know, alcohol is probably good for it too, right? But writing obviously helps process things too, yeah?
Yeah, alcohol and ice cream and writing.
See, if I could, I'd be right there in Singapore now eating an ice cream sandwich on the side of the water somewhere, just reflecting life.
Definitely.
You released your debut EP, Bad Habits, in June, and then held a concert the day after. How was that?
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it. I'm kind of a person who just, like, does things, just, like, block it out.
Why is that?
It was very overwhelming.
Right.
And there was a lot of planning before it. But the part that I do remember, it was very fun and heartwarming, and it was great to see, like, all my friends and family, like, just in front of me and sharing this wonderful moment. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, like, to go through the hard slog of writing and putting it all together and will people like it and all that kind of thing. Like, and the performance anxiety, I'm sure, is there because you want to make sure you can prove yourself and how's it going to be received. And all of a sudden, you're just up there and it must be over in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I remember, like, I was backstage and I was alone in that very moment. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out right now. This is too much for me. And then everything was fine.
Are there other artists that you admire for the work they do on stage?
James Blake, someone I definitely admire. Adele and Amy Winehouse.
For the EP specifically, how is it being received? I mean, it's been out for a little bit now, maybe about 2 months.
Yeah. I get random messages on Instagram being like, oh, I've helped them through a nasty breakup or understand their feelings a bit better, which feels good. Because I remember how music helped me out when I was in a difficult spot in life.
Yeah.
It's great to give back almost.
I think it's quite funny, isn't it? Because on a day-to-day basis, when you're listening to the radio, you're listening to different tracks, you might love something, reciting it over and over again. But until you go through something that is similar to what that artist has experienced and written in those lyrics, like, it can change the form of the song, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Earlier this year, you were chosen as part of Spotify's Early Noise 2017 playlist. What was that like for you?
That was crazy. Like, I heard the news late last year, so I think December time, and it was supposed to come out in January. So when I first heard the news, I was like, this can't be real at all. Like, Spotify on our side. It's just the craziest. Yeah, so we got to visit the Spotify headquarters in Singapore, and that was really a really, really cool experience, and you share the album with them before it came out.
It must boost your confidence, right?
Definitely. It was a great ego.
And I mean, you've also picked up, Apple Music's new artist spotlight in February this year in Southeast Asia, which is so cool. We see that you've been getting coverage on Bandwagon Asia, Juice Singapore, Juice Malaysia, Billboard Philippines. I mean, they just go on, and, like, in such a short space of time. So we're all expecting big things from you in the next 6 months.
Yeah, no pressure.
Stick around, more of our interview coming up with Fionn after this. For now, here is her song Rumours on Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Asian Pop Radio.
Your rumors, they call when you're in constant denial, and your lies, they fall. The words that I can't live for, wondering how I'm gonna get myself out of this one. You know I'm done with these calls, when you know I've never seen her before. And I'm tired of hearing all your rumors, boy. Your rumors, they call when you're in constant denial. Your lies, they fall. Words that I won't live for, and I'm wondering how I'm gonna get myself out of this one. They've warned me before, creating tension out of nothing just to feel your own worth. But when your lies speak like truths, who's gonna be there for you? Well, your rumors they called, you're still in constant denial, and your lies will fall. Your words they don't stand no more. You're wondering how you're gonna get yourself out at this one. You know your rumors about me were wrong, but I heard one about you. Your lies they caught up, boy, 'cause your girl went and left you, and now you're all alone. Yeah. So fuck you.
Asia Wine Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That was Fionn with Rumours. And so grateful to have her still on the line. What is coming up for you next? Like, what are you working on at the moment? I mean, I'm sure you're still doing the rounds for the EP, but what have you got planned over that particular time?
We're working on a fashion line right now. It's called By Fionn William, and it will be available online. So that's kind of my little project right now.
Has fashion always been a thing for you? Like, you've always been interested in that area?
Not really, not at all. But I just wanted like a huge challenge just slowly work on. So that's kind of what we've been up to over the past year as well. So that's coming up.
Can you explain what kind of feel of like the fashion line will be?
It's quite minimalistic, but very, very much inspired by street style. So one of our main pieces is this denim jacket that's two-toned. So the back is like this really washed out grayish black denim. And then the front, it just looks like a normal blue denim jacket. So it's quite like normal in the front, party in the back kind of thing.
I think I need you to be my personal stylist because I'm terrible at dressing myself. I just make no effort whatsoever. And no doubt it'll be featuring in upcoming music videos too, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
Who are some other Singaporean musicians doing the rounds at the moment that you are particularly impressed by?
One of my good friends, Off Methodist, he's going to release his album soon. And it has like, I think he's doing a visual album, and I've seen a bit of like the music video and the pictures, and it looks really, really good. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Can we really embarrass him right now and say that he seems to be a really sweet guy?
He is a really sweet guy.
We interviewed him a couple months ago when he released SAR 21. He seems like he's at such a young age, like we're really impressed with what he's able to do already.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got a great eye. Like his aesthetics are on point all the time. And he's got such a kind heart. He's a really, really good guy.
So have you had a chance to work on anything yet together or?
We tried, but we're kind of like really big procrastinators. So it hasn't really worked out yet. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We'll have to make sure we get that one onto our library. And who else is sort of impressing you at the moment?
I've actually been exploring the Filipino side, like all their right. music. And I'm so impressed. Like Jessica Connolly, Curtis Smith. It's just this whole new world that I just discovered.
That's the amazing thing about the internet these days, right? Like all of a sudden you can, you know, be attracted to one particular artist, and then all of a sudden you find out a little bit more about, you know, people they've performed with, and then, you know, the same label. And before you know it, you're just immersing yourself in one particular area.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, that is so cool. Look, thank you so much for spending some time with us today on Asian Pop Radio. I know it's been a long wait to have you on, because every time we get a bit closer to getting time to do that, something inevitably comes up and stops us from doing it. So we really appreciate having the chat with you today, and we're really looking forward to seeing what you do next with your music.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by IBIS Melbourne, Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/AsianPopRadio and book today.